It's good? Okay. Well, this will work. Mayor will check when he comes. Okay, we don't have so much time today. We're starting a little late and going to run to the bris, so got to end a little early. Okay, we're on the bottom of Sadik Beis Amid Beis. Sadik Beis Amid Beis. We have two more Sunday, Be'ez Hashem. We finish the perek, and then we get to the last perek, all about the Nyani Tefillin. But today we finished other continuing Hilchas Erev. Second to last line. So the Gemara had just said a case about the big chatzer and the small chatzer, the big gog and the small gog. We spoke about a couple of interesting issues yesterday. Gittin and Kelayim and Shliat Tzibur. So Abaya had made a comment and that said, wow, you see in this case that if you build a wall, if you make a mechitza, it makes things worse for you. Matzinu mechitza l'iser. Because in this case by Kelayim, if you would not have a wall, if you just have a big area, so then in the small area, you'd be able to plant Kelayim if it's 4 amos away from the larger Kerem. And all of a sudden, because this whole small area is considered a Pesach of the big area, so then the whole area is off limits. So you see, these walls are causing you more problems than if you hadn't had them. So now the Gemara quotes 4 different opinions saying, hey Abaya, that's not so exciting. There are other examples of this. And the Gemara is going to reject all those other examples to prove that Abaya does have a exclamation. So yesterday we did the first one, where Reb Zeira said to Abaya, don't you find it in the case of Chatzer Gedolah Shivus Alaktana? And the Gemara answered, no. The answer that in that case where you extend the Gifufim, we just figured it out, where you extend the Gifufim, that's not adding mechitzas and making it worse, but your new mechitzas are now really removing the old ones. So really it's removing of a mechitzas and it's not adding the mechitzas, which we're going to say again as well in the next case. But now we're up to number two. Number two to Abaya. Amalei Ravala Abaya, they're all to Abaya because Abaya made this statement before. So Amalei Ravala Abaya, Palo Matzina Mechitza Leser. You don't find another case of where mechitza causes problems is l'iser. V'ha'itmar, it says in Sukkah, Sika chalgabe achsadra sheish la pitzimin. Let's say you have an achsadra, that means an open space in between two houses. If you look in the picture book, I've got a couple pictures today. Picture 329. 329, you have two walls. That, at least according to Rashi, you have two walls opposite each other, and they're like a mavui mefulash, an open mavui, and on the four corners of this area, you have petzibid, you have little walls sticking out a tefach long to the area. So, is that good enough for Hilchas Sukkah? Sukkah needs shtayim v'shlishas afilu tefach, you need at least two walls plus a little bit. So according to Rashi, that's the case of this of the Gemara. And let's say, but if you put tzchach on top of that area, kshera, it works. V'ilo hishva pitzimeha. Let's say though you fill in the space between these pitzimen. Next picture, 330. You filled in the space and now make it even. So then psula. So then it's a puzzle for a sukkah. So you see again that you add when you add mechitzas, you fill in the space in between these two petzimin. So it makes it worse. So isn't that another example of a mechitzah le'isur? So Amalei Abaya, no, Lidi Dikshira. Abaya says, first of all, I hold it's kosher in that case. Even if you fill in the petzimin, it's still considered two walls for shlishas afilu tefach. Right? That's why the little walls have to be a tefach. Lidi Dach seal mechitzasi. But even according to you, that says it's psula. The same answer as the Gemara said before. It's not psula because you have added mechitzas. It's psula because now there are no mechitzas in that direction. You've removed the previous mechitzas. You removed the petzimen. So again, it's not the same as adding mechitza, having a new mechitza here, creating problems like the case of the kerem and the zrim. Tosfos thinks the case is not like Rashi. He thinks the two walls are next to each other, not opposite each other. And then the semen is on one of the other sides. That's what the Taptosa says, because that's how you for Hilchas Sukkah, that's what you need to say. Okay, that is number two question to Abaya answered. Number three. Amalei Rabba Barav Chanan La Abaya V'lo Matzina Mechitza L'Isser. Again, is there no Mechitza L'Isser? V'hatanya, we have a Brisa back to Hilchas Kelayim. Let's say you have a house which is half roofed and half not roofed. So what's the halacha? That if you have gefanim on either side, if you have a vine there, a kerem there, you could be zorea right next to it in the other area. If one is under the roof, the other could be right where there is no roof, and vice versa. Why? Because where the roof ends, we have the principle of pitikra yor v'sosem. It closes. It says if there is a mechitza there, it's as if there's a geder there, and we know if there's a big fence, if there's a geder, you're allowed to plant the kerem and a zorayim right next to each other. So that's what the Brisa says, v'ilo hishvis kiruyo, but let's say you finish off the roof, you go straight and now you roof the whole area, usser, then all of a sudden it'll be usser. So again, you see, right, because now it's one big area and there's no more p'tikra yor v'sosem. So again, isn't this a proof, asks Rabbah bar Rav Chanan, that if you add on a mechitza, right, if you add on the roof on top, it's creating problems. So Gemara again answers, has amalei hasam silik mechitzas hu. Again, that's a case of silik mechitzas. That's not a case of adding a mechitza, because by going straight, you have now removed the mechitza that was there. So that is right. You remove the possibility of saying pitikra yored v'sosem. There is a discussion here. Rashi Tosfos, as I said, would say this works through pitikra yored v'sosem. There is a Rashi in Sukkah. Rashi in Sukkah on Daf Yotessim and Aleph, where Rashi is describing this principle, where the Gemara says, "De mechitzos la'achsadra hu da'avidi." So Rashi there says, "Pitikra ze l'shem achsadra na'ase lios lo mechitza l'chalal ze." Pitikra creates a mechitza for the inner area. Avalo lios mechitza la'avir shechutza lahem. But Pitikra doesn't create a mechitza regarding the airspace outside of the area being enclosed. That's what Rashi says in Sukkah, that Pitikra creates a wall around the inside area, but doesn't create a mechitza for the outside area. So that's why there are those that ask on this Gemara, because what's going on here, at least in the Reisha? What's Pitikra doing? Pitikra is allowing you to now plant a Kerem or Zerum on the outside. But that's again, what doesn't Rashi say not that way in Sukkah? Rashi in Sukkah says Pitikra only helps create the inside area enclosed, but it doesn't work to be matir, the outside area. So some the Sefer of Biurei Hadaf, he quotes, Umatu Bevei Medrasha, they say in the yeshivas, right, L'chalek, the difference is between Hilchas Kilayim and Hilchas Shabbos, as we mentioned before a few, number of times. Shemachitza L'Kilayim, Kivin Delo Tzarech L'Hatir HaMakom Mishabachutz. In order to create, to be able to plant Kilayim in one area and Zorim in the other area, you don't need a Matir. You don't need something to be Matir the area. But all you need is a Chatzitza. All you need is some type of separation, halachically, and that would be good enough. And let's arach lasos chatzisa beta bakomos. Lakach, therefore, kivichish chatzisa klape pnim. So as long as there's any little level chatzisa, then that's going to be good enough for Hilchas Kilayim. What does Rashi mean in Masechta Sukkah? Avalein yin sukkah, avalein yin Shabbos. There it's not just a din of chatzisa, but there is creating a heter for the makom. You are surrounding the makom. So there, of course, that's what Rashi's talking about. By sukkah, you need not just chotzeitz from the outside, you need to create mechitzas. By Shabbos too. Again, we've had in the past chilukim between Shabbos and sukkah. At least linyin zeh, you could put it together that it's Shabbos and Sukkah versus Kilayim. By Kilayim, you don't need to be Matir the Makom around you. You just need to be Chotzeitz from the Makom around you. That's why it's good enough for Kilayim. Masha Enkein, when it comes to Shabbos and Sukkah. A similar chilik is said on Tosfos. Tosfos right here. Tosfos says, Chesi Bakura Begafanim Mutter, Kan Mutter Lizroakan. Tosa says you should pitikra afa gavdelinian Shabbos lo amrina pitikra l'shmuel el k'sheish dalan mechitzos l'gir z'rechadab rabbeinu tam. Even though usually by Hilchas Shabbos you only say pitikra when there are four mechitzas. The Marshal says when there are three full ones and you're making a fourth. That's right. If there are four mechitzas, you don't need pitikra. So if there are three mechitzas and you're making a fourth, so that's where Shmuel says it. Here you have none. Here you have no walls. How can you say pitikra? You have no walls. According to Shmuel. Again, according to Rav said it even with less mechitzas. But according to Shmuel, let's say you only say it by if you have more. And here, this is a, what are you going to say? So, Mikol Makom, Yish L'Chalim B'Kilayim L'Shabbos. Again, maybe there's a chilip between Kilayim and Shabbos. Explained by the Mikdash David. And we mentioned the Mikdash David yesterday. One of the great achrodim on Zerayim and Kachim. He has two Svarim, one on Zerayim, one on Kachim. He explains that there's a difference between Kilayim and Shabbos. Shebi Kilayim, Kol Mechitza U Mechitza Havidavar Befnei Atzma. By Kilayim, all you need is one wall. You don't need a hekif makom. You need one wall. So v'cheinu linyan pitikra. Keep it to the il kiyal kol b'chitz b'chitz d'arif le'atzba hi. Beit sarecha shayach l'chaveiro. You only need more than one wall if there's a kerem on more than one side. But if there's a kerem only on one side, so why should you need three walls plus the fourth one is being mashlam three full walls and the fourth is pitikra? Why should you need more than one wall? Why should you need any walls? By Kilayim, you're only interested in one mechitza to separate between the two, the Kerem and the Zerahim. That's why by Kilayim, you don't need more. Mashegi, when does Shmuel say that you need three plus the Pitikra? That's only for Hilchos Shabbos. By Hilchos Shabbos, by Hilchos, maybe Hilchos Sukkah, that's where you would need more than those walls. That's the Biur that the Mikdash David says in Tosfos. That's the difference between Shabbos and Kilayim. Again, one difference might be, are you creating to be Matir the Makom versus just creating Chatzitza from the outside? Number two is, do you only need one wall? Do you need four walls? Okay, those are some Chilukim regarding Kilayim and Shabbos. Continues the Gemara. Number four, try to ask Abaya, why are you so surprised about Mechitza L'Isser? Shalach le'Rav Abaya b'yad Rav Shamye bar Zira. So Rav sent a letter to Abaya with Rav Shamye. He sent him a letter. V'lo matzina mechitza l'iser. You don't find a mechitza l'iser. V'atani, you have another b'risa. Yesh mechitza zakerem l'hakel l'achvir. There's a b'risa that says mechitza sometimes could be mekel for you, could be machmer for you, could be oser for you. Ketzad, how is that? Karaman atua ad ikra mechitza. Let's say you have a big wall up, a mechitza up. So says the brisa, you're allowed to build, you're allowed to plant your karam all the way to the bottom of the wall. Zorea me ikra mechutza, mechitza. Veiluch, you're allowed to be zorea from the ikra mechitza, from the base of the mechitza, and going out, right near each other. She'ilu echa mechitza, and in this case, if there wasn't a mechitza there, marchik dalat amos v'zorea, you'd have to separate four amos, v'zeo mechitza zakerem l'hakel. This is a case where the mechitza is l'hakel. Fine. That's not a problem. We can plant right next to each other, as long as there's a mechitza in between. That's why the mechitza helps you out l'kula. Ulahachmir ketzad, where do you see it the other way? Hayamashach b'nakosel yudalaf amma. Let's say the kerem is away from the wall, 11 amos, lo yavi zera l'sham. You're not allowed to plant zeraim in that whole area of 11 amos. Even 4 amos away from the kerem. We'll see why soon. She'omale, ein mechitza. Had there not been a mechitza there, so then there wouldn't be a limited area of 11 amos that you'd be able to plant anywhere, as long as you're 4 amos away. Merchadal amos v'zoreya. V'zuhi mechitza zakerem l'hachmir. Question mark. This is an example, asks Rava, that mechitza is l'isser, right? Because again, if the mechitza is here 11 amos away from the kerem, then you cannot plant any zrayim in between. If there is no mechitza here, it's just open space, then you'd be able to. So again, why isn't that a case of mechitza l'isser? So Abai is going to answer back, that's a great kasha, but you could have even asked it on a Mishnah, which we'll get to in a second. But just one hour before that, it's amazing, as relates to what we said yesterday. When you have a little fence in between, and if you have a little fence, you could plant the kerem and the zeraim right near each other. All right, what's this? Kilayim is unique. It's not regular kilayim. What shatn is doesn't have anything to do with if it's near each other or other types of kilayim. But this is unique to kilay hakerem. The Rambam writes in the Pirush Mishnayos in Kilayim, beginning of the third parak of Kilayim. It's all about these heterim of kilayim. Let's say you have two fields that are triangles. So the points of the fields are near each other. So the Mishnah says that's mutter, even though they're right near each other. Why? Because it doesn't look like kilayim. You could tell it's two different fields. You could tell this is a corner, this is a corner. It's two triangles. Rosh Beis Tur is called. So the Rambam there discusses, why is that? They're right near each other. If you'd have two square fields near each other, it's usser. All of a sudden, because they're triangles and the points touch, it's mutter. Says the Rambam, v'sim b'libcha klalim elu. Put this in your heart. She'ein hochim b'kilayim ela achar maris ha'ayin. Kilayim goes by what it looks like. Half the cases of maris ha'ayin and shas are in the Mishnayos and Kilayim. It's all about, every Mishnah is about, does it look like kilayim, does it not look like kilayim? That's the mechayiv. As we said yesterday, it's about kerem, but it's only usher if it looks like kilayim. V'chol zman she'nirat semach muvdal min ha'sheni harezim mutter. As long as it looks separated, it's mutter. Afilu hayasamachlo, even if it's very close. So that's the svara here too. If you have a mechitz in between, even if it's very close up, it's still going to be mutter. If it looks different, it's going to be mutter. By a vine, by a single vine, all you need to be away is six tfachim. Right? By a vineyard, you have to be away four amos. Why? Because if it's next to a vineyard, then it looks like it's part of the vineyard, if it's closer by. By one vine, it doesn't look like it's closer by the vine. So that's the mechayiv and kilayim. Yesterday we said the important Yisod of Tosfos, that it's a din in the Kerem, it's not a din in the Zrayim. But besides being a din in the Kerem, it's a din in looking like Kelayim. If it doesn't look like Kelayim, says the Rambam, then it is not Asur Mishum Kelayim. This has nothing to do with mingling the roots underneath. It's mutter, even if the roots mingle underneath. Here, you have them right next to each other by the fence. That's the point. The roots are mingling. There is yinika, me'oso makom. It doesn't matter by kilayim. Doesn't matter as long as it looks doesn't look like kilayim. There's another halach of kilayim. Rashi quoted a little bit yesterday. Let's say you go to your field, you're working in your field, and you see kilayim 5 rows down the road. So you're not there yet. You see kilayim growing there. So usually you have to rip out kilayim. So what's the halacha? The halacha is, as long as it's still in front of you and you plan to do it when you get up to there, you don't have to run there now. Because the isser is when you're happy with it, and it grows when you're happy with it. The only time it's asr is if, let's say, you turn your back and you don't plan to take it out, or you forget it, then it becomes asr. But as long as you're planning to get there, you're going la'at la'at, it doesn't become asr. Even if you're not going to get there for 24 hours. Yeah. This specifically Kalai HaKerem, relating to that Ramban from yesterday. Right, specifically Kalai HaKerem, that's the Chiddush. But again, by other Kalayim, you don't have this limitation. By other kinds of Kalayim, right, you still, the Ramban's playing Hashem is would still apply. But you're right, if you would apply this principle to all of them, then it would be more limited. Okay, back to the Gemara. So the Gemara said, again, Rava said, isn't this an example of a mechitzel iser, because this wall is there, and you have a separation of 11 amos between the wall and the kerem, it's usher to plant zeraim there. We'll see why. And if you wouldn't have a wall, it would be mutter. So Abaye says, Ula tameich osu numasisen. He says, Rava, you're asking me a kasha from the Braisa? Why don't you ask from a Mishnah? Mishnah is much stronger than a Braisa. Remember we had yesterday, Rebbe, Reb Chiya, a Mishnah is much stronger. Titzan, the Mishnah says in Kilayim, in the fourth parak. Tubach loksin beishami mesila. Karachas akerem beishami omim chavdal anamos beisil omim tezayinama. By a bald vineyard. So beishami says you need 24 amos, beisil says you need 16 amos. We'll see what that is in a minute. Machol akerem, but when you have a machol of the kerem, beishami omim tezayinama, beisil omim yud beizama. Less yirim, 16 and 12. So what's going on here? Ve'ezuhi, this is all in the Mishnah. Ve'ezuhi karachas akerem. What is a karachas akerem? Kerem shecharav emsa'iso. A kerem that the middle of it became desolate. The middle of it was nechrav. Look in the picture. The picture book has this in picture 331. That's a picture of a karachas hakerem. So how much space? Let's say you have kerem on all four sides. How much, where are you allowed to plant zra'im in the middle? When are you, how much space do you need? So according to Beis Hillel, you need 16 amos. Why 16 amos? You need 16 amos. Why? Because you need what's called every kerem. Why aren't you allowed to plant within 4 amos of a kerem? Because that's called, the 4 amos next to a kerem is called avodas hakerem. When you work the kerem with oxen and plows, you take up at least 8 feet, about 4 amos of space, outside the kerem. So those 4 amos next to every kerem is considered part of the kerem. That has the halachos of kerem. So that's why I take off 4 from all 4 sides of this inner area. So if you take off 4 from all 4 sides, so that's all considered kerem. So what do you have left in the middle? Out of, Rishilo says you need 16, right? So you have take off 4 on all on 4 sides, you have 8 left. So why 8 is the minimum that's left? Why? Because Beis Hillel says, once you have the kerem, and again, 4 amos outside of every side of the kerem is also considered the kerem. Once you have that, so then you have to have a makom chashuv in the middle that's not batel to each side of the kerem. So what's a makom chashuv? So says Beis Hillel, if you have a small area that's within four amos of the kerem. Remember, the first 4 amos are considered kerem. But even beyond that, if within the next 4 amos, there's a non-makum chashuv that's bottled to the kerem, that's going to be usser. That's why Beis Hillel says you need 8 amos. Why? Because outside of these 4 amos, which are avodas hakerem, which are considered kerem, you have a makum chashuv of dalet amos on each side, and that's considered a makum chashuv, and it's not batel to the kerem on the side. That's why that's karachas hakerem, and that's why you need 16 amos. Ha yusham tezayin ama, nosin lo kedei avodaso v'zareyas amoser. As long as you have 16 amos, then give the kerem its avoda, which means 4 amos from each side, and then plant Zra'im in the rest. Plants Zra'im in the rest. That's Karachas HaKerem. Ezohi Machol HaKerem. What is the Machol HaKerem, which have shorter, this is the one that's important for us, which is a smaller area. According to Beis Hillel, it says you only need 12 amos. Beit Kerem Lagadr. That's in the case where you have a vine next to a wall. Right? Picture 332. Picture 332. You have a carom next to a wall. So how much space do you need between the carom and the wall in order to be allowed to plan's run? So there is not 16. There Beis Hillel says 12. Why? Shem ein sham yud beis amal lo yavizer al sham. If you don't have 12 amos between the carom and the wall, then you're not allowed to plant's run there at all. Hayusham yud beis amal no sid lekedom adasav zeres amosar. If you have 12, then you give it the dalet amos, and then you can plant the moser as long as you have 12. Question mark. We'll explain this in a minute. But what's Abaye saying? So here too, you Rava asked me a kasha from a braisa. Why didn't you ask me from the Mishnah? This Mishnah also, the mechitza is messing you up. The mechitza is causing problems. Because without this mechitza, if it's totally open space, you can plant it on there. All of a sudden, because you have the wall there, that's ruining it. So Abaye says, aye, so why did you ask me for the Mishnah? Ella hasam lavainu taima. Is it the reason there to call dalet amos lagavi akerem avodas akerem? The reason there isn't because of the mechitza per se. But it's, again, let's do the math. Why does Bishlo require you to have at least 12? The first four amos next to the kerem are lost, because that's considered avodas akerem. That's considered part of the kerem. Fine. Lagavi geder, the four amos next to the wall are also lost. Why? Kiva delo mizdaron, because people don't plant there. Because if you plant right next to the wall, that's going to soften the dirt, the soil right next to the wall, and it's going to cause the wall to fall down in certain cases. So you don't want to plant right next to the wall. So afkuri mafkiluhu. So those four also are off limits. So the only ones you have left are the four amos in between. So debate bene in between, iika dalet chashivan, v'ilo lo chashivan. That's why you need 12 minimum inside. But it's not because it did in the mechitza, but it's because of the dirt that's next to the mechitza. That's why it's causing more problems. But it's indirect that it's because of the mechitza. That's why this would not be called a mechitza la'isser. So too says Abaye from the Braisa. Give the same answer. The Mechol HaKerem and the Mechitza is the same issue why you wouldn't be able to plant right outside of the Dalet Amos. Okay, so that is the final answer, the fourth potential question on Abaya, and he answered it.
The Raisa specifically says Lahachmir. It doesn't sound like it's a...
The Raisa says Lahachmir, not La'isser. You mean between Lahachmir and La'isser?
No, I'm kind of saying the same thing. It doesn't seem like the practical thing.
So it sounds like it's a conceptually that it is a case where mechitza l'isser. In a chidami from that lashon. So maybe Abaye is saying you have to interpret it that it's not a din in the mechitza itself. But you're right, maybe that's why Rava was bothered by that lashon, not dafka the case, and maybe that's why he asked for the braisa and not for the Mishnah. Maybe you could say that he asked for the braisa because dafka, that lashon of lahachmir, sounds like it's a problem for Abaye. But Abaye, I guess, reads the braisa in light of the Mishnah. Amar Rav Yehuda, Gimel, Karpifo, Zebet, Zadzeb. Let's say back to cases of big areas and small areas next to each other. Let's say you have three Karpifos next to each other. The two outer ones are larger than the smaller one. So looking in picture 333, or you can look at the top picture in Rashi, same picture. The two outer yards looking in have walls there, have walls on all four sides. Right, because it has these gifufim. The inner one doesn't. So as we said yesterday, the inner one, the one that does not have any walls, is subservient. You can share a picture with Alice. There you got it. The inner one is subservient. It's considered a pesach for the outer ones. So therefore, what happens here, if you have three karpifos, and the two outer ones are mugufafin, not the middle one, v'yachad bazeh, v'yachad bazeh, v'yachad bazeh, and there's one person in each karpif. And remember back to the end of the first parak. The end of the first parak spoke about that there are certain kulas that we give to people traveling together, what's called a shayara. To a caravan of people, there are certain kulas that are not given to yechidim, that are not given to individuals. For example, Rashi here says, when you make a mechitza, let's say you're in the middle of the desert, you have to make a mechitza. Do you have to make a mechitza goat with horizontal ropes and vertical ropes? Shesi v'arev, or either or? So the Mishnah there said, different shitas, but we paskin, either or is okay for a shayara, if you have a group of people, which means three or more, and either or is for a yachid. So let's say you're traveling, and you make these, everybody wants their own area, everyone wants their own space. So they make these three karpaves, and each one is each side, so do they have the heter? Are they considered one, or are they considered three different areas? Are they considered a shayara? So says the Gemara, says Rav Yehuda, in this case, where the two outer ones have gefufin, nasik shayara, v'nosalan kol tzarechan. So then it counts, they all can be seen as one together. Why? Because the outer ones could use the middle one. Right, because they have gefufin. So the middle one is considered a pesach of the outer one, therefore they're one big happy family. There is a machlokas we've shown him. Does it mean only the middle area has this heter? Because it's the middle area that all three are linked in. That's what Rashi says. The middle area is allowed to make this this uh, this Shesi or Arev Mechitza. Other Rishonim say no. Once they're united, so then all three Makomos can have these Kulas. Okay, that's a Machlokas. But that's if they're fatter ones, the wider ones are on the outside. What if it's the opposite? Emsoi Magufav, Ushtai Machitzonim, Einim Magufafin. Next picture, Rashi, or next picture, 334. The outer ones are smaller. So the only the middle one has Gifufin. So then, V'yachim Bezeh, V'yachim Bezeh, V'yachim Bezeh, there's one person in each one. So then, Ein Nosolam Elabait Beishesh. So they don't have any Hatera. The only allowed to have Beishesh, which means six us, base assign for each one. And Rashi said they would have to have Mechitzas of Shesi and Arev. Why? Because the outer ones are considered Psachim of the inner one. The inner one is the Iker here because it's the bigger one. It has four Mechitzas. So the outer guy, okay, teams up with each of the outer ones. The inner guy teams up with each of the outer ones, but there's only two in each spot though. They don't team up in the middle area. He's teaming up with them in the outer areas. So that is why it's not going to work and they're considered Yechidim and they're not considered Shayara. Ibai Lahu. What if you have two, in this last case, where it was a problem where the outer ones are smaller, let's say you have one guy on the outer ones and two people in the middle. Let's say you have two people standing in the middle. So does that help? Because so when these two people go to the east or to the west, you can have three there. So fine, it should be called a shayara. No, Odilma, no, maybe conceptually you should look at it as one person might go out to each side. And maybe you should unite only one person for the middle with each side, and you still have problems. Because there's only two on each side. And if you want to say lechumra, that you say one to each side, what about in this case? What if you have two in each of the outer ones and one in the middle? Mahu. So does that work? Because either way, you're going to end up with three on the outer ones. Oh, Dilma, no. Even there, it's going to be lechumra. But you don't know which one he's going to go to. So you can't rely on it. It's just a brera, maybe, but either way. Maybe it can't be called a shayara. So the hilchasa baya lakula. In all these cases, we are make a lakula. The Rishash points out, why do you even have to say this principle? Safik drabanan lakula. Right, if you're not sure about something, you always go lakula. These are all sfeikos drabanan. We're talking about karmelios and midah raisa. This is a rishasa yachid. So what do you need this principle for? So the Rishash quotes one of the sodos in psak of the Rambam. The Rambam always hilchas psak. When does the Rambam paskal lachum and when lakula? So the Rambam, a number of places, is known to paskin l'chumra by imtim salomars. Rambam paskins l'chumra by imtim salomars. Whenever the Gemara says, six questions, an imtim salomar this, what about this? An imtim salomar this, what about this? So the Rishash says, there's an imtim salomar here. Imtim salomar the first case, what about this case? So the Rambam should go l'chumra here. So to be la'afuke, that principle, that's why Dafka says, the hilchos abayan l'kula. Because the principle of paskin l'chumra by imtim salomars, that would override Safik Drabanan Lakula. That is, because again, what's the svar for the Rambam? Because Intim Salomar might sound like the Safik is weighted. Why is the Gemara going to the next step? If you say this, what do you mean? If it's a mutual suffix, so don't say Intim Salomar. So it must be the Rambam understands Intim Salomar's Lachumar as this good reason to be Machmir in that direction. That's one approach. Other Achronim I saw suggest that maybe the point is that here you're allowed to do this Lachachila. Usually, you're not allowed to put yourself into a case of Safik Drabanan and then rely on it Lakula. But here the heter is that you're allowed to do this Lacharchila and rely on it Lakula. So maybe that's two answers why the Gemara needs such a Psak. Next, Amar Rav Chisda. So we have a Machlokes between Rav Chisda and Maremar. Rav Chisda says, Gidur Chamisha va Umechitza Chamisha ein mitztarfin achi o Lakula begidur o Kula b'mechitza. Let's say you have one chatzer that is five amos higher than another chatzer, five tefachim higher than another chatzer, right? Like in picture 335, you have one chatzer that's higher. So besides the five tefachim that is higher, you build a wall that's five tefachim higher. So all together, you have a 10 tefachim wall. So is that considered two different chatzeros? Is that one big mechitza? Says Rav Chisda, Chiddush, no. Says Rav Chisda, that is not considered a 10 tefachai mechitza to separate the chatzeros. Why? Why not? Number of reasons given in the Rishonim. The Ritva here says that, you know what, let's first do the contrast where it works, and then we'll come back to the reasons. Rav Chisda, for some reason, says it doesn't work. Meisvei, Gomar asks, Sheikh chatzeru zu l'mal mizu, you have two chatzeros, one above another. Vel yonah gavah min ha-tachton, asar tefachim, and the top one is higher than the bottom one, 10 tefachim. Really, the ground is higher, 10 tefachim. O she yesh bo gidur chamisha, mechitza chamisha, or you have this combination of gidur chamisha, meaning the ground is higher, 5 tefachim, and then you have a wall, 5 tefachim, ma'arvin shtayim ve'ma'arvin echad. So then you do make two separate eruvin, because it's considered a good mechitza. Kasha on Rav Chisda. But first we finish the Braisa. Pachas we can, but if it's less than that, we'll see what's less than. Pashas is, let's say, the wall on top is less than. Altogether, it's less than 10 tefachim. Ma'arvin echavei ma'arvin shnayim. If it's less than 10 tefachim, no, that it's all considered one big happy machitza, and you have to make one error between them, not two. Kasha on Rav Chisda. So Amar Rava, what's the answer? Moder Rav Chisda betachtona. Rav Chisda agrees from the tachtona's point of view. When the tachtona looks at the elyona, it sees a wall of 10 tefachim, right? Because it's 5 tefachim of ground and 5 tefachim of wall. So all Rav Chisda was saying was that from the people in the upper chatzer, it's not called the 10 tefachim, it's not a good mechitza to be called 10 tefachim. But from the bottom chatzer's vantage point, it is considered a good 10 tefach wall that's mixed up. However, Pnei Asara, as long as it's because they see the Pnei Asara. And this relates to the first reason for the svar for Rav Chisda. The Rashba and the Ritva say, what's the svar for Rav Chisda? Gzeira. Gzeira. The people in the upper chatzer, if they see a wall that's only 5 tefachim high, so they might come to think 5 tefachim high walls are okay. So gzeira derabanan. That's why they say it can't be used. That's the first. That's the Rashba and the Ritva. Rashi here says no. Rashi here says it's different. The second line in Rashi, ain eros pnei asar lebechitza. If you have a klu begidah shaper tefei mishud de mishtam shel lahedya at sofa gidud v'roek over yosar achaver tasara uminkara mechitzta. According to Rashi, mechitzos nikaros. That's what you need. From the bottom, and that's why the bottom one works, because it's mechitzos nikaros. From the top one, it's not nikaros. So according to the Rashi, it might be a deraisa, might not be a derabanan. According to the Rashi, the Ritva, the reason is gzeira. According to the Rashi, it's about minkar mechitzta. And then the third approach is given by Chacham Tzvi. It's quoted in Rabbi Yosef Engel here, the Gilyonei Hashas. There are other pshatim, but will suffice with three. Where he quotes here, the Chacham Tzvi says something more fundamental, which we've noted, we used last week or 2 weeks ago to answer up a different kasha, and that is, no, maybe fundamentally, gidur and mechitza can't combine. They can't combine. They're two different. When you have a chulya of a bar, that's what we contrasted it to, the dirt of a bar, and the bar is 5 tefachim, and the wall, and the dirt is 5 tefachim. That combines, because that's one unit. But here, maybe fundamentally, they can't combine. That's what the Chacham Tzvi says. The Gilyonei Hashas explains it all differently. He says that you're using the bottom ground, that's called, that. How is that part of the mechitza? That's part of the mechitza because of good asik and good achitz, which is halacha Moshe Misinai. And mechitza, real mechitza, is based on a pasuk. So maybe that's the issue. You can't combine halacha Moshe Misinai and psukim. And then he talks about other examples where, right, because one's called Divrei Sofrim, one's called Daraisa, even though they're both on a Minat Torah level. But maybe you can't always combine them. He says another example. Let's say you have Arlas Chutz La'aretz and Arlas, where is it? It says Arlas Chutz La'aretz and Arlas Eretz Yisrael. Arlas Eretz Yisrael is a pasuk. Arlas Chutz La'aretz is halacha Moshe Misinai. Because they both combine to asur what they fall into. Again, could you combine a halacha Moshe Misinai and a pasuk? Either way, that's the third shot of what the svara is for Rav Chisda. Why he says gidur and mechitza can't be mitzarif. Okay, anyway, back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says the Braisa is no kash on Rav Chisda because he's only talking about the people from the bottom, chatzer, they could look to the wall and they see 10 tefachim. So ihachi, if that's true, tachtona to ari v'shayim lo to ari v'echad. So if that's true, so then the bottom one should only be able to be ma'arif shtayim because it has, from its point of view, it's a separate courtyard. It has a 10 tefach mechitza. So it should only be able to make an eruv itself and not with the other chatzer. And el yonah lo ta'ariv lo echav lo shvayim. But the top one should be stuck because it can't make its own mechitza because it doesn't have a 10 tefach wall. But it can't make a mechitza with the other one because the other one can't make an eruv with it. The Rashi doesn't spell that out though. So Amar Rabba Bar Ula, no. What's the case? Kagon shahaisa el yonah begufefes at Eser Amos. Add on a detail. Picture. Where are we here? Picture 337. Yes, it's a 10 tefach high wall from the bottom, but besides that space on the sides, the wall goes even higher, goes even 10 tefachim high from the vantage point of the Elyona. So, and from the Elyona's point of view, you also have a 10 tefach mechitza. It's just there's a space in between that's a pesach that's less than 10 tefachim. But that is why the upper mechitza also can make its own Erev. So Ihachi, if that's true, aim a seifa. But look at the seifa of the Braisa. Pachas bikan ma'arvin echad ve'ma'arvin shnayim. The seifa said, if it's less, if it's shorter, you're only allowed to make, you have to make one big mechitza. But says the Gemara, yiboycha ta'ariv, yiboycha trey ta'ariv. 1 second, says the Gemara. In this case, let's say the middle area is less than 10 tefachim high. The middle area. So then, the Braisa says, you're allowed to make an Erev together. But why should you have to make an Erev together? Yeah, that's only a little Pesach. The rest of the wall is 10 tefachim high. So you should still be able to make two separate Erevs, not forced to make one. So Amar Rabba Breid the Rava Kugon Shenifritza Tachtona Bebilo Lel Yona. Another Ukimta. No, what the case really is, picture 338, that the entire, when it says Pachlus Mikan, what it means is that the entire bottom Chatzer is totally open to the upper Chatzer. That's why you're forced to make one Erev. Even though you have 10 Tfachim high on the side walls, but it's totally open, so that is why the bottom one is forced to make an Erev with the upper one. So Ihachi Tachtona Chat Ta'arev Shrei Lo Ta'arev. So then if that's the case, then the bottom one should be have to force to make one Erev together with the upper one. But El Yoni by Shrei Ta'arevi by Chat Ta'arev. But the El Yoni still has these 10 Tefach walls on the sides, so it should also still have the right to make its own separate Erev. The words of the Nachinami, true. V'chitani Pachas Mikan. But it says less than Ma'arv and Echav, Ma'arv Shana Tachtona, you're right. Only the bottom one is forced to make its own Erev because it's totally open to the upper one. But the upper one still has the right to make its own Erev, not forced to go with the bottom one, because it has 10 tefach mechitza walls on its side. That is all within Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda, what we just did for the past 10 lines, work out the braisa according to Rav Chisda, who says the 5 tefach ground, the 5 tefach wall cannot combine. Now we have the other shita. Darash Mareimar. Mareimar says, no, it does work. Gidr Chamisha Mechiza Chamisha Mitzarfin. Right? No, they are Mitzarif. If you have 5 Tefach ground and 5 Tefach wool. Ashrechei Ravina Lorav Achabre Derava. Amar Lei, Tani Mar Midi B'Mechitza. Did you learn anything about Hilchas Mechitzas? Amar Lei Lo. No, I didn't. The Hilchas, And really, the halacha is gidr chamisha mechiza chamisha mitzarfin. They are mitzarif. Little discussion. What exactly was that conversation? But either way, the halacha is like Mareimar. By Rav Hoshea, the Yoren Abon b'Shabbes Moshe Yasru. Rav Hoshea says, let's say you have new diurin on Shabbos. Do they aser? We've had this a number of times before. Do new diurin aser on your chatzer on Shabbos? Amar Rav Chisda, right? They couldn't have been ma'ariv yesterday. So do they aser? Amar Rav Chisda Tashma. We learned it from the Mishnah. Again, this is all brought here because this all has to do with gedolas and katanas next to each other. Tashma, chatzer gedolas nifrasa l'katana. Let's you have a chatzer gedola that's totally open to the small chatzer. Hagadola muteres v'katana asur. As we've said, the large one is muter because it has gifufin. It has walls on all four sides. And the katana is asur. Because it's kepiska, the tana is only like a doorway to the big one, so it's aser, but the big one is going to be mutter. But what's the havamina? Nifritza sounds like it just broke. So why is the small one nesar? It must be that if it broke on Shabbos, so this proves that the urine that come on Shabbos, the new urine of the gdola are going to aser on the katana. So Amar Rabba, no, Amar Mibodiom Nifrsa. No, it's how we have always understood it. Nifrsa means it's open from before Shabbos. Nothing to do about the urine coming on Shabbos. Armalei Abaya, Lote Mamar Amar, Elavadi Mibodiom Nifrsa. Don't say maybe, it's for sure. It broke on before Shabbos. Why? To Hamar Hu Da'amar, because you already said, Boy Mine Merav Huna, Uboy Mine Merav Yehuda, Iriv Derech HaPesach, V'Nistam HaPesach. Let's say you have two Chatzeros and you have a window in between. And somehow on Shabbos, the window gets closed up. The doorway gets closed up. Iriv Derech Halov, V'Nistam HaChalon Mahu. Or the window gets closed up. The Amar Li, and we asked him, but Amar Li Shabbos, given the Hutra Hutra. Once you have the Heter on Shabbos, and the log of the Bechitzas is still there, it's Hutrar. And therefore you could still use it. How? So Rashi says, going over. Rashi says, going over the wall. That's how you can still go from Chatzar to Chatzar. Or the Rambam says, at least within each Chatzar, it's not Ne'esar. But either way, say, keep it the Hutra Hutra. So too here. It must have happened before Shabbos. And once it happens before Shabbos, the Svari is keep it the Hutra Hutra. But there's no Raya from this Mishnah for the issue of Diurin Haba'in B'Shabbos. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll stop here. Be'ez Hashem, Sunday we start the 10th and final parak of Maseches Erevin. We get into some Hilchos Tefillin. Okay, I'll be about Shem next week. A week from Motzei Shabbos, I'm going to Eretz Yisrael. So I'm going to miss the last couple of days of Erev and the first couple of days of Pesachim. I'm upset about it, but, you know.